Church, good to come to you again this morning. I'm hoping you had a good breakfast or you're working on your breakfast right now. I just want to take about 5 minutes with you and go through some scripture this morning. We're in the book of James, and I want to jump to we're still in James chapter 1, and looking at verse 5 says this: "If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should, or that woman should not think he or she will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I remember times where I knew exactly the right thing to say at the exact right time. Unfortunately, it came to me about 2 hours after the incident. Now, I know you've been there. I know you've been there. And you're sitting there going, oh, man, if only I would. And I guess what wisdom is wisdom to say when to say it, how to say it. It's pretty much applied knowledge, applied appropriate knowledge. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, wow, I sure can use that at times. I can use it all the time. And I'm thankful for this verse because it says, guilty, we should, he will give to us generously. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you give us that wisdom when we ask. But the key is to all without finding fault. Now, I don't know about you, but if I look deep enough, there's a lot of faults that I have myself, and I'm sure you've got some as well. The key is, it's not our righteousness, it's God's righteousness. And saying, God, would you cleanse me? Would you make me pure? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a beautiful verse. So we need to depend on his righteousness, that we can be without fault. Then he will give us that wisdom that we need. But it says here in verse 6, but when we believe I know there have been times where I said, God, help me with my unbelief. Help me to trust you in the midst of the circumstances. Right now, it's a tough one. God, are you going to see it through? And can I say with an emphatic, yes, he will. He will come through. Do not doubt. Continue to trust. Because when we doubt, it says we're like a ship blown around with a wave. Now, I've been on the water when we were blown around and the waves were crashing. We're going up and down. And it's like, it's not a fun place to be. And when you look at a person that doesn't have their faith grounded solidly in the Lord, they're like, and within a short time, they're become very frustrated, and they frustrate other people around them. So the key is, folks, let's trust God deep in him and continue to seek him daily, call out to him daily, and ask daily, Lord, I need that wisdom. I need you, so that we are not unstable, as it says here. We are not double-minded and not unstable in all that we do. So, folks, I want to encourage you, keep your faith in God. Know that he is a good God. He will complete in you and me what he started. Three things Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8. I encourage you to look at it. First of all, God works in us. He does a great work in us, and he creates a new life in us. He works for us, and he works through us. And I pray that God would continue to do that work in, through, and for you today. Let's just pray together at this time. Father, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your provision. Thank you that you keep wandering back and forth. Lord, help us to continue to look to you, to continue to allow you to work in and